This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We got earnings today from Cabela's. Cabela's is, to quote them, the world's largest direct marketer of hunting, fishing, camping, and related outdoor merchandise. Also, they sell a lot of guns and ammunition. Revenues were up 15% last quarter, in large part, the company says, because of a surge in sales of guns and ammunition. That's what happens when more restrictive gun laws are being talked about, as they are right now. New York passed one such law a couple of weeks ago, which has displeased some gun makers. Marketplace's David Gura explains.
After New York State passed its new gun law, Brian Schutz talked to his staff.
It just didn't make sense to us.
Schutz co-owns Olympic Arms. His company specializes in AR-15s, a firearm that's now illegal in New York State.
If a citizen, you know, can't own it, I don't understand the reasoning why the law enforcement community should have it.
And from now on, they won't be able to have any Olympic Arms guns. Schutz says the manufacturer won't do business with the state of New York. LaRue Tactical made the same decision, and so did a company called EFI. It makes long-range precision rifles. Its president, Melinda Metter, says there shouldn't be exceptions for a police officer or a sheriff.
If I can't sell it to a member of the public, I'm not selling it to him.
EFI added New York to a list that already includes Washington, D.C., Chicago, and California, places that also have strict gun laws. Metter estimates government sales account for about 10% of her business.
To tell you the truth, Dave, we're not worried about it.
John Griebert is the executive director of the New York State Association of Chiefs of Police, a group that supported the new gun law in New York State.
I think it's pretty unfortunate that any business thinks that they can bully us.
Griebert says people in law enforcement have, in his words, a greater right to weapons to deal with potentially violent situations because they deal with criminals every day. And Griebert says he's confident police will still have access to the equipment they need to get the job done right. I'm David Gura for Marketplace.